of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Just one or two things to say. Christian Aid Week continues, I think finishes officially tomorrow, I think. Anyway, it's around this time. If you have donated, thank you. If you haven't yet, there are still some envelopes to take. You can still do that online. In fact, donations will be open to the end of the month. I'm sure we all know and value how the work that Christian Aid do around the world, so do be as generous as you can to support them. It is, of course, Ken Iles' funeral on Tuesday. Tomorrow evening, that's Monday at 4 o'clock, we shall be receiving his coffin here into church. The church will be open for an hour for any of you who would wish to come and pay your respects at that point. You'd be very welcome to do so. And the funeral itself will be live streamed on Tuesday. So do share as we say farewell to Ken, a beloved member of our church community over so many years. Just looking ahead, on the 25th, it's our APCM, our annual parochial church meeting. We do have some vacancies for the PCC. Well, there's a surprise. If you would love to know more about what that means, if you're wondering what it is, do send me an email, give me a call. I'll gladly have a conversation about what that might look like. And then just to remind you, it's great to see you here this morning. We do also have a service on Wednesday mornings, which has, at the moment, a very elite feel to it, where two or three are gathered together in my name. So if you're here this week, perhaps go on a Wednesday every so often, alternate, just to give everyone the chance to be here on a Sunday that would wish to be.
In baptism, we died with Christ, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of life. Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand.
Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness to us, a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Sanctify us in the truth, O Lord, your word is truth. Amen. Your children are not your children, they are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you, and though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. These beautiful words of poetry, words of truth, were written by Khalil Gibran. They are much loved by my mother, who came across them when learning what it is to be a parent. And she has shared them with us, her children, in one way or another, as each of us, now parents ourselves, have pondered them as we try and make our way, bringing up our own children. The words remind us that though children might be born of their parents, they are not to be treated as a possession, but to be let go. For your children are not your children. Of course, this letting go isn't always easy. We know both the fragility of our children and also how cruel the world can sometimes be. So every parent wants, in some sense, to protect their child, wants them to be okay, safe, and secure. And it's this sense of protecting our children that came to mind when pondering the gospel for this week. Jesus has called together his friends. He has loved them, but knows he is to leave them. We glimpse in this passage his inner thoughts and longings. He has done his best to protect them and prays that they might continue to be protected from the evil one and from the world. I want to return to what this protection might look like a bit later on, but for now, let us stay with how Jesus might have felt at this time. Perhaps he wondered what was going to happen to his friends, wondered whether they would be okay, whether he had done enough, given them what they needed. These wonderings and words of prayer are echoed by the parent who says farewell to their beloved child, whether it be leaving them at nursery or making their own way to school for the first time or leaving home for university or to live with a friend or a partner. The parent hopes and prays that they have done enough to help their children make the right choices, that they will live a full and contented life, mindful, of course, that it is their life. For though they are with you, they belong not to you, they are living arrows sent forth. Jesus had loved his friends, but knew that he was to leave them. And he knew, too, that if his love was to grow in them, he would need to let them go, so that they might grow into a new and deeper relationship with him. It's a bit like what happens to a child growing into an adult relationship with their parent. For though a child is intimately known and shaped by that parent must in some sense let go and hope that a new and deeper relationship will emerge. They become friends, as well as children and parents. So when Jesus prays in verse 17, sanctify them in the truth, he is, I think, praying that they will be made holy by the truth of who he is and who they can become through him. Yet though that was his prayer, he couldn't be sure. There were no certainties, for they were free to choose. All he could do was show them the way and hope. Rather like a parent who has done their best to shape the life entrusted to them, though they might long to protect their children, they have to let go and hope. And in the life of a priest and in the parishes in which we serve, we know something of this. We baptize children, we marry couples, I did yesterday, we bury the dead, and we hope. Hope that those who come to us have glimpsed something of the Jesus who calls us friends, who died and rose for us, and who longs for us to be sanctified in the truth of who he is and why it matters. But to return to that question of what kind of protection Jesus prays for, well, it wasn't some kind of immunity to the pains and tragedies of life. More a prayer that they would grow into a deep, abiding sense that whatever was before them, they would know in and through their life with him that God was with them always, that he was for them as he is for us, the way, the truth, and the life. And that this truth would protect and strengthen their hearts amidst the storms of life, root and ground who they were and who they were becoming. And his prayer for them is, I think, his prayer for us, that we too might be sanctified, made holy as we meet him here, love and serve him in our lives, and so are shaped as his people, so that whatever is before us, good or bad, we hold on to the truth that the one who has walked with us through these days of Easter walks with us always. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God,
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, born again. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came.
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Please sit or kneel. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Help us to follow the example of the disciples and always be ready and willing to pray for ourselves and others. Creator God, we thank you for our world, for your beauty all around us, the new growth of spring. Help us to see your glory in all of creation. We pray for your guidance as we care for our world, and for your spirit to show us all how we can do better at protecting our planet and using its resources more wisely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we pray for the nations of this world. We thank you for all those who work for peace. We pray for the people in Israel and Palestine, for all those affected by the conflict, all those who have died, for those in authority on all sides. And we pray that a way may be found to bring peace and reconciliation. From the Anglican cycle of prayer, our petitions are asked for the Church of Korea, for its bishops, clergy, and people. Although the Church is scattered throughout the world, we are all joined by the love of one God. We thank you that we live in a free country, and that we have the privilege of voting for our government. We pray for all those who were elected into various roles last week. And we ask that they would be aware that all authority on earth comes from you. May all those who have been given a position of authority use their power wisely and for the benefit of all people. We remember those who have been affected by the devastating variant of coronavirus in India. We pray for the many thousands who have been affected, for those who care for the sick, and for all those who mourn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we thank you for our church family, for Matthew, Melvin and James and all who lead this community of St. Mary's. We hold before you everyone in the church family from whom we are separated at this time. For those who are anxious about a return to worship, those who are fearful of another change of routine, walk alongside each one of us, Lord. Give us your strength and show us how to live within your love. We pray today especially for the residents of Holly Tree Lane, for all those who live and work there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for our families, our friends and our neighbours. We pray that as our restrictions on meeting together are lifted,
we will continue to be careful and loving to the most vulnerable in our places of work, our homes and this church. May we give respect to those who are not ready yet to be out and about. And help us to enjoy safely the greater freedoms. Merciful God, we thank you for our NHS staff, for free availability of medication and treatment. Help us to be mindful of all those who have to pay for their medication, especially those who cannot. We pray for those in hospital waiting treatment of any kind. We pray too for those who are mourning the death of a family member, loved one or friend. In a moment of quiet, we name before God anyone on our hearts and minds this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From this community, we name before God anyone who has asked for our prayers, especially George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, Pat Hyde, and Beryl Laverick. We remember our brother Ken Isles and Laura Hope, whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lives and witnesses of those first disciples, and for generations of people who have believed and trusted in your Son. Send us out here this morning to continue their work and fulfill your calling on all our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. Rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Mary and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Rejoice, my Lord is
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We who the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia, alleluia.